who work in an office at a desk, they say that sitting is like the new smoking, right? So sitting all day long is as unhealthy as smoking cigarettes. So is it better for us to sit in this position or stand all day long, you know, at work?
First, okay, doesn't matter you sit or you stand. And when you work in office, okay, you have to have your table, your computer, whatever, at the right level. Okay, that's the first thing. Secondly, okay, try not to sit on the very soft, the moving chair. Okay, that's not good. Okay, you rather have the soft and with the stand high in the back. Okay, and remember, try not to lean back. Okay, always have your both hands on the table, on the computer. Even though, okay, you use only one hand, but both hands should be on the same level so your shoulder can be balanced. Otherwise, okay, it's stretched there, and it blocks when you stretch your shoulder. It blocks the muscle. It will block all the nerve and all the flow in here. And remember, all our energy down here is so big, strong, and when it gets up here, it shrinks down. Why is that? It has many different purposes. If we don't know how to support that, we don't have enough energy flow up to the headquarters, we cannot function correctly. Okay, so that is the first important thing you have to take in consideration. And in my computer, because I connect to here, otherwise every 15 minutes, I have a bell. Now, get it one out, so you don't see it one anymore, you don't need it, okay? And you can hear. Every 15 minutes, I have the sound, the bell will ring in that, so they will remind me, okay? I take only 3 full breaths. Only about 10 or maximum 15 seconds, but it will save me to disconnect the field from the computer, okay? Affecting me, okay? Also, I have an opportunity to return to myself, to protect myself. So, that is the first thing. Second thing, when you sit on the chair on the table, all right, make sure you sit on the left, the same, all right? And once in a while, whenever you hear the sound of bell, 15 minutes, okay, you move up the hill, all right? And then after that, put back, you lift up the pole, all right? You do that. But if you can do it more often, much better, right? Because that is the way you make your muscle and your calf contract so the renal system can put back the weight product. You remember, when we talk about the circulatory system, the artery and the vessel, it carries the oxygen and the good nutrition, right? But when it slows down, it creates a diabetic, cholesterol, high blood pressure, all kinds of problems. But the other way, the renal system is the one to carry on the dirty weight product. And it cannot move without the muscle movement. Okay? So when you lift your heel and you lift your toe, okay, that's the way you help the muscle contract. You put back the weight product in the renal system. Otherwise, more, especially for women, you have a very hard modern man. Because you don't have much muscle, you have adipose tissue. Adipose tissue cannot contract much like the muscle, so that's why the renal system will get stuck in there. Okay? So you do that. And if you have opportunity much better, every 30 minutes to maximum 45 minutes, you have to stand up. Okay? That's why you say when you go to college, when you go to school, if 45 minutes, they should have a break. Because this is the reflex of our head. Okay? In Vietnamese, this is the head. Okay? This is the neck. And this is the eye. Okay? So it reflects totally from our head. Okay? This is the head. This is the eye. This is the neck. Okay? So when you sit or when you stand long, more than 45 minutes, the circulation is not flow. That's why you see all your head, it looks like it's really heavy, it's blocked. So that's why you need to lift it up, your head down, lift it up, lift it down. It make the circulator circulate down here, that means up here to circulate, so you have the dry mind and you have the circulation and air and energy. So the same thing when you have to stand, okay? When you have to stand long time, okay, you do that too. Every 15 minutes, every half an hour, okay, come back to your breathing and you lift your toe up, you lift your heel up, okay, just 3 times enough. Okay, if you do more often, 3 times enough. But if you don't remember, you do every half an hour, 45 minutes, you did a few minutes, okay, 3, 4 minutes or 5 minutes, you do that. Right? It will help. Okay? All right.
Master.
Yeah?
Is it better to go bare feet or shoes?
Depends. Because the outfit, they not allow you to have an open toe, right? Even though you wear, you don't go on your bare foot, but you have a sandal, many outfits, they don't allow you to do so, right? But out of the outfit, okay, you can go on your bare foot better, especially at least half an hour every day. I don't know why Americans, during the winter, if cold, okay, but during the summer, they still wear socks and shoes all day long, you know, at home, they still wear socks. So that creates a lot of problems for the toe. Even during the winter, if you wear socks, you will feel the moisture in there. And the fungus nail, all kinds of the fungus, it grows up a lot. And the problem because the fungus infection, it's very, very slow. It's not like bacteria or the virus. That's why you not find it in the few weeks or few months, maybe a year before you discover it, the problem. And because it grows up so slow, the same thing when you treat it, okay, it's not like you take antibiotic after 2 days or 3 days. You feel good right away, you see? And for the fungal infection, you treat for 6 months or a year, you still don't see any improvement. So, especially here, we have a lot of moisture. So if we wear sock and shoe too long, it's no good. Around at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., it's a good time for you to walk out there on the barefoot at least half an hour. Okay? And in the evening or in the afternoon, around at 4, 5, or 6, depending on the summer or the winter, at least half an hour every day. But the more hour you walk on your barefoot, the better it will be. Yes?
Master, what are your thoughts on hot yoga and infrared heat?
Yes?
You're supposed to, like, cleanse your sweat. You're supposed to.
That we got Bikram yoga, right? Bikram yoga?
Yeah. It's Bikram, but with infrared heat. So not just like a heater, but it's like you have panels and it's supposed to heat your body from the inside out and then you're supposed to sweat out more toxins.
Actually, that's good, you know, but if you do it too often, okay, and if you don't supply enough electrolyte and mineral, you may off the track, okay, you are losing, no, you lost a lot of mineral and electrolyte, yeah, so, and then, depend on you have a time or not. Okay, if you have time, you can do that. Because if you complete that one, at least about 1.5 hours every day, right? So if many people don't have enough time like that, I use the very simple one, like the one I show, 15 minutes to 20 minutes, okay? And remember, even though yoga, like the exercise, you can do maximum 1.5 to 2 hours per day. You should not do too much, all right? And if you have 1.5 or 2 hours, you should divide into 2 different sessions, one in the morning and one in the evening. Yeah? Should not do it continuously 1.5 hours. Yeah? But you need to replace the mineral and electrolyte because when you do big Bikram yoga, it puts from inside out, all right? So you will lose a lot of electrolyte. That is more important than the mineral. The mineral you can replace slowly. But the electrolyte, if you're out of balance, it will damage the cell, especially the nerve cell and the cardiovascular, the heart cell.
What do you suggest replace the electrolyte?
The electrolyte, you can use, I don't use the one they prepare. Okay, they have a many one out there. But I used to use the veggie juice, right? If I can do that, or otherwise I just use the normal drinking water, not distilled water. Many people, they like to use distilled water because they think, okay, they will eradicate all the bacteria, all the mineral. I don't think that's a good idea, you know. So I use the normal filtered drinking water. I add in a little bit of sea salt, all right, and the lime, and the pickle lime. You know the pickle lime? That means the lime, you put sea salt in there and you leave it out there for at least a year. So all the year round, the energy, okay, will absorb from the universe into that one. And you use that one, that will reset the electrolyte balance. Only one age of that, enough. You don't need to have too much on that one. So that enough. And if you want to have the sweet a little bit, you can have anything like stevia, like honey, right? But not use the refined sugar or fake sugar.
All right. Other exercises are okay, like the ones where you're running and lifting weights. And
yeah, if you can do jogging or you can do all kind of exercise, what we learn depend on how much time you have. If you have more time, an hour and a half, it's good. But if you don't have, okay, half an hour every day. Right, and the most important, you always have to concentrate on that, okay? Because when you concentrate your mind inward, that is how you collect your energy, your own energy first, all right? And when you collect your own energy and it flow by your mind direction to the organ, to the joint, to wherever you practice, and then by the law of attraction, okay, you will pull out the positive energy from the universe for you. And the other thing, all the exercise we practice here, simple, less high, but we have to go with the most basic one, symmetrical. So that can reset the balance state for our body, right? So if when you have a more high like the yoga, you have many different postures, right? They do from every single joint from one side first before the other side, but that they go slowly, step by step, okay? And then finally, they still go back to reunify all that one. That's good, but if you have time, you know. But if you don't have time, just go to the main one like what we learned from the last 4 days, okay? Yes?
How do you take care of the people with skin problems, like psoriasis, dermatitis, eczema?
You have to detox your body, because that is all the toxic substance internally, right? It cannot eliminate through the anal, through the urine, so that way it has spread out on the skin, all right? And especially, remember, I told you the other day already, it's not in the general, okay? Definitely, okay, in the whole body, but the most dirty substance, waste product, and it remains in our colon, in our lung intestine, okay? And because this one connects to the lung, and because the skin is a representative outfit for the lung and the colon. So that's why it's dirty in here. It will give you out here the signal. Like the liver, the eyes is a representative outfit for the liver. So whenever you have liver problem, you will see the eyes red and yellow. See? And whenever you have a heart problem, you see your lip. Because each internal organ system, they have a representative outfit out here to power. Okay? So the skin, that's why you see now we have the colon cancer and lung cancer in number one, because we have a lot of toxic substance remain in our body. And equivalent to that, connect to that, we have a lot of skin problems. say allergy, paralysis, rash, itching, something like that. So we need to clean up inside, not outside. And again, the very terrible way of the Western treatment, they always use the steroid, right? When you use the steroid to apply on that, that's totally wrong, because they block communication of the immune system. And the steroid have a whole bunch of terrible side effects. So when you use the steroid, you see, yeah, it disappears, but it's not. Okay? It puts it deep inside, and it blocks the communication of the immune system, so it not respond. And after the medication concentration drop down, and it come out more severe. And add with the side effect of steroid, and then okay, you cannot clean up that. And remember, steroid remain in our body for long. It can be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. That have many terrible side effects. So that's why they not treat the problem, they just create a more severe problem. So that's why I recommend many patients, okay, don't use that. Okay? Don't use the steroid. Clean up your body, detoxify. Yeah. Not only the body, the mind. Okay, the body and the mind too. When you're under stress, okay, especially this one, okay, this one is less than your mind, but this one can create a lot of negative energy. And also, the light, the saving light, okay, this one, because they have a mercury in there. If you have too close to you in about 1 yard, okay, you can feel the side effect right away. So if you use the saving energy bulb, okay, make sure you have to put it far away, okay? And don't let it get close to your eye, your skin.
How about level light?
Huh?
Less,
a little bit better compared to this one. Yeah?
Okay. You have remedies for osteoarthritis, but
you have a nori, you know the nori, right?
Yes.
We have the whole one there. Yeah. So you wait until it's ripen. Okay. You can put in the blender. Okay, and you can drink it 1 or 2 glass per day. Okay, yeah, that's very good. And then that, remember, that's not the only way of treatment. We have a many. But we already learned. You had to do exercise. Okay, you had to do exercise like the joint rotation. Okay, to make it flow. And then also, you need to relax your mind. Because when your mind, okay, we have a lot of negative energy in our mind, and that's the higher level. So we, most of people just think that we just need the medication to treat the condition. It's not right, okay? If we can use the medication, okay, remember, America is the one to produce the most medication in the world. American citizens, especially for the elderly, is the one to use the most medication compared to any other population. But American citizen is the most going to have a disease and problem compared to other one. Okay, so medication, not the one.
Okay.
So you have to do exercise, you have to eat correctly, and you have to purify your mind, relax, and let go. And that's much more important, right? And here in Hawaii, we have a many one. Okay, we have a many one. And you know, I don't know what the name of that, but BB Roy, the green leaf, we usually cook with the jackfruit. I will show you later on. I don't know what its name is. Yeah, that one, it it's round shape like, I will show you later on, okay? We have under the coconut tree, the whole bunch. No, it's around the base, the trunk of the coconut tree, yeah. So that one, no, it's not, it's very green.
Very green?
Yeah, very green. So that one you can cook to eat. Okay, you can eat like salad. You can cook, you eat, and you can mask it with the sea salt, and you apply on the joint that you have. Okay, and then also taro root. Okay, yeah, taro root, fresh one. Okay, fresh one. You mask with sea salt, and you make like a paste, and you apply around that overnight. It will help when it have an inflammation, when it's so painful, inflammation red. No, I make it already. In the white pot.
White pot
inside. I put inside the white pot.
Wait, yeah. In the cooler?
No, no, outside. Okay. Outside. Huh?
So Master, you said taro root and then that green leaf and then just...
No, no, different one, okay. Oh. That's why I say many different recipes, all right? Many different recipes. Oh, okay. All right.
What about like children with eczema?
The same thing, because if you give your children the milk product or meat, animal meat, definitely, okay, 50% minimum they have that problem from 1 or 2 years old. Okay, but if less than 1 or 2 years old had that problem, it's a mother problem. Because when pregnancy, during the pregnancy, the mother not eat correctly. After 1 year old, okay, that is a baby problem because you give the baby milk. If you not feed the baby by mother milk, okay, you give the baby the cow milk or the soy milk or the powder milk, okay, that is from the food, all right? But if less than 6 months or a year, okay, that is a mother problem when pregnant, okay, the mother not eat correctly. So you have to change the food, okay? You have to change the food and you have to eliminate all the toxic in there.
Asthma and, too? Like same?
Huh?
Little kid asthma, is it like toxin?
Yeah, because asthma, that's why, because the body, the immune system react to all the whatever substance not good to that. So they secrete the mucus. The mucus is one way to block under the toxic substance to get deep into the internal organ, you know? So the more we continue to give that, the more reaction to that, the more mucus coming out. So change the food to correct one. Don't use all that food. And then give them the fresh veggie juice or the fruit juice, okay, to clean up that one. And hopefully, usually doesn't matter how severe are that condition at about 13. At the puberty age, the hormone grow up so fast and they change the body completely, so they will eradicate all the problem. Okay, they make a new person. Yes?
How about imbalance? Is it related to age or something else?
From everything, from the way we eat, from the way we sit, from the way we work, from the way we stand, from the way we think, many, many things, right? Not the old age. Think about that. Many people, okay, they very old age, but they still healthy if they live correctly. And many very young people, you see, very young people, they still have a lot of problems. Maybe more the problem than the old people. Compare than the young generation now with the old generation, the young generation may have more problems than the old generation. And then, just like me, for example, okay, I say I'm 55, nobody believe I'm 55 years old, but I eat all wrong things. Okay, remember, I cannot eat whatever I want because when I go to India, when I go to Asia, whatever people give me, I have to eat, even though I know that not correct, not good one. But I have to use my mind. I have to use my mind to control, to change the energy, change everything. Because you hear I'm in America only 2 months per year, all right? But even though 2 months per year, you see, I cannot cook for myself. I cannot select the one I want to eat, you see? So the rest 6 months I was in India or in Asia, so all the very dirty, nasty, terrible food. It never be balanced, it never be good, right? If I go on brown, it much better, but here not, because I go in the jungle, in the forest, in the mountain, so people give me all terrible things. So I have to use my mind to convert that.
So, Master, next, now back to the third patient. The first 3 days, we have to do minimum of 3 bowels.
Okay.
How about the fourth and the fifth day?
Now, after today, because you still have a lot of oily mixture yesterday, right? So today you may have 3, 4, 5, whatever, to get rid of that. But from start tomorrow, you just need once a day. Okay, start tomorrow only once a day.
Today only once, so it's going to come up more.
You should come up more. If you drink correctly the yellow juice, okay, it will help you to come out more. Because maybe later on, like people, okay, in the morning they have a watery, but at noon or afternoon, okay, they come out solid. But, so you need to drink more red juice. You give people half a cup red juice, get the red juice. First, because we need that one for the transition, because for the last 3 days we use the red juice, so now we have to use that one before we use the solid one. All right, we should, can we stop here? Any more questions?
You know that carbohydrate, she said she cut off everything. She doesn't eat at all.
Actually, we said that, but it's not correct. Even though in the vegetable, you have carbohydrate in there. Because in your juice, I have potato, I have carrot, I have beetroot. Okay, that have carbohydrate in there. But that in the complex carbohydrate, that is the right one. Okay, it's not the white rice. It's not the white sugar. It's not refined sugar. Okay, so everything we have in the vegetable root, it have a carbohydrate in there. Anyway, but the amount is less than compared to the grain. The grain, the amount, the ratio of carbohydrate higher. That's why, okay, we need to eat it slowly. But if we eat vegetable correctly, we still have enough the carbohydrate with the fiber, with the mineral, with trace element, with the phytochemical factor, all kind of that. Okay? So, if we don't have a muscle, we don't work much for the muscle. We don't need to provide much amino acid and carbohydrate. Okay, so we eat vegetable that support enough.